My beloved, we have gathered on this Sunday, which is for us indeed a rare Sunday, one of two in the liturgical year when we do not celebrate the resurrection of Christ. On this day, on Palm Sunday, we celebrate instead the beginning of the culmination of the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. Yesterday was the forefeast of this culmination because Jesus resurrected Lazarus from the dead to show us how we must trust in God, for he gave himself over entirely to death, trusting in his Father that his Father will also resurrect him from the dead, for it would not have been a complete death otherwise. And thus showing us that he, as he stated of himself, is the life and the resurrection, so also for the first time acknowledged one of his titles, and that is that he is the King of Israel, that he may fulfill the prophecy of the great prophet Isaiah, who said, "Unto us is born a child, unto us is born the Prince of Peace." And indeed, why did Jesus Christ accept the title of a king? But in order to allow all of the powers of this world to crucify him on the wood of a cross, to crucify him so that his blood, his divine and human blood, could fall into the black soil of this earth and give this earth new life, to recreate this world, to create once again for all of us without exception a pathway from this life into the kingdom of heaven. And so, who was it that greeted Jesus Christ when he entered into Jerusalem but the children? And for that reason, this feast day, especially in the Serbian tradition, is known as the Feast of Children, a joyous feast for all Christians indeed. And for that reason, on this day, one of our eminent Serbian bishops, Bishop Stefan of Žiča, before that of Dalmatia, stated, "Today is a magnificent triad of encounters. Jesus Christ entering Jerusalem, the children who are greeting him, and spring, flowers." And for that reason, the great venerable Father Ava Justin of Celje, one of our contemporary saints, stated that flowers and children will save us. And on this day, when we look at our children, when we behold the palm branches, the flowers, and the pussy willows, which are here in our church, who could not say that they will ensure us our salvation? However, my beloved, rejoice as all of those people who cried out, "Hosanna," for Hosanna in the Hebrew language means save and protect. It is a cry of the heart, which can mean at once great exuberance, and on the other hand, a cry of pain awaiting salvation and redemption. And as we cry Hosanna with the children of old and with our children who are here with us on this day, we have to call to mind one very important thing, and that is, after we bless the palm branches and the pussy willows, we are going to take them into our homes. Taking them into our homes, we will place them above the icons. And in so doing, as the cry, Hosanna, we can bring into our home salvation, which is our prayer for every one of you, for all of us. However, as Hosanna can also be a cry of desperation, be careful, beloved, so that we are not like the Jews of old who greeted Jesus with palm branches, only to take those very same branches and throw them on the ground, trample them underfoot, take a hold of Jesus, and lead him to his crucifixion. And so every time you enter your house and you stand before your icon in prayer, or even perhaps casually passing by, and you see these branches, cross yourselves, hold your hearts up high, and cry out Hosanna in joy and in triumph, and there will never be any reason for despair in your life. May this feast day, my beloved, be a great source of joy to each and every one of us. May it, as it led Christ into the culmination of his earthly ministry, lead all of us along with him through his crucifixion into his resurrection and to our salvation. May this day be a blessing to our children, first and foremost, and then to each and every one of us. May the blessings of Jerusalem on this day enter with you and with these branches into your honorable and blessed homes.